The first thing we do when activating the power of my quantum affirmations technique is to identify our goal. What future do you want to step into? See it for a second. That's the reality you're going to experience in your quantumplation. Quantumplation is a word that I made up to describe our quantum affirmations powered visualization. The clearer you can see this future, the sooner and the surer it becomes the probable future, which can then become your new reality. So when I say to you, identify your goal for success, what comes to mind? It is always important to realize that when you talk about moving toward and into the probable future you desire, you are talking about profoundly changing your life. Do you really want to change your life? It might seem like an easy question, but change is hard. Change has unintended consequences. Do you think that you can handle them? So, do you really want things to be different? Remember, our fears exist to protect us, to keep us safe, to keep us away from painful situations. If you think you can't handle the coming future, you'll probably do plenty of things that'll sabotage the things that you're trying to accomplish. Think about your history with success. Why haven't you been able to achieve your desired success yet? Think about the obstacles that have been in the way. See them. See them like dolls standing up, like leaden soldiers, toys. Now sweep those obstacles aside. They are no longer on your chessboard. They're no longer on your playing field. You can do this. You can change your future. I've done it. I've worked with people who've done it. And there's no reason that you can't do it. You just have to love yourself, be patient with yourself, and don't expect results. As my friend Dr. Jerry Epstein says, you must separate your intention from your attention. You know where you're going, but you don't always have to be focused on it. That will mess you up. What we're trying to do here is to open up your ability to create the future. And that is magical. And that is miraculous. So get out of your own way. And the way to do that is to love yourself, keep your sense of humor, and don't expect anything. How would you like things to be different? There's a difference between liking things to be different, wanting things to be different, desiring things to be different, and expecting that they're going to be different. When you expect, you're standing there like a dog at the door waiting for the master to come home, but you are the master. See your goal in your mind's eye. And in your mind's eye, see what flows to you effortlessly and endlessly. This is one of your gifts. Everyone has at least one. Kindness is always available to be your gift. Kindness can flow to us endlessly and effortlessly. But I'm sure you have more gifts than that. Visualize a scene where, when you do what flows to you endlessly and effortlessly, you also, by so doing, attain your goal. See yourself doing what you are really good at. Now see your goal being attained. See it flowing out of you when you do what you're really good at. Let's say you're good at sports. See yourself making the play and your goal being achieved by that. Let's say you're a wonderful parent. See yourself parenting your child, your children, and see your goal being attained that way. We are trying to use the concept of quantum entanglement to entangle your gift that which is here now, that which flows to you effortlessly and endlessly, of which you have no doubt that you can do it. You've done it 1,000 times or more. And we are going to entangle that with the goal that has eluded you so far. Plant your flag in the future you're trying to attain the way an explorer plants their flag in a continent that has never been seen before. This is what you're telling your subconscious is the future that you want to achieve. In this future, you are a success. You are well respected. To attain this future, know how successful that you are now and respect yourself. Entangle the feeling of being a success now and all the things that you've done with your gift, all your successes, entangle them. Of course, it's never a good idea to put your feelings in the hands of other people. But we all like to be respected by those we respect. Know that you have the power to make decisions, to grow, to be compensated well for what you do and for what you don't do. You have the power to be influential and empowered. And to do that, you must start with yourself. As the great General Sun Tzu said, "One who overcomes others is great. One who overcomes themselves is greatest." Know that you are a success. You are a success. If you're listening to my voice now, you are taking action to accomplish your goals. Taking action is what separates the successful from the unsuccessful. And doing a quantumplation is taking an action. There's nothing in the room with you right now that was not an idea in someone's mind before it became reality. Visualization is powerful. Affirmations are powerful. You are powerful. You are a success. See it. Feel it. Believe it. Visualize yourself living a successful and fulfilling life, taking the accomplishments you've already accomplished and amplifying them exponentially into the future that you are seeking with your quantum affirmation. My quantum affirmations technique requires that you embrace both the positive and the negative things that will come with your new reality. This is what separates it from other affirmations techniques. Affirmations work, but not always. And the reason I found for why affirmations do not work all the time is that there is a tendency for a person doing affirmations to stop their practice when they realize some of the negatives coming in the future when the new goal is attained. But there's nothing in life that is all good. When you win the lottery, you're going to see the relatives come out of the woodwork and people you've never known before asking you for money. This is an easy example, but there's a million of them. Whatever future you seek, there are going to be difficulties involved, and you can handle them. This is why you must do a quantumplation with the negative two. So when problematic situations arise, along with your new reality, in your mind, in your contemplation, you must handle them. If you find your soulmate and you realize, oh my goodness, what happens if I lose my soulmate? This is reality. This is what you are going to have to handle. This may be the reason you haven't found your soulmate yet. You may have thought that if you found your soulmate, you could not bear to lose this person. But you can, and you must if you really want to find your soulmate, because these negatives come with the positive territory. No matter how positive you think your new life will be, how pleasurable, it is vitally important to your quantum affirmation practice that you admit that there are negative things about it. Negative things that you are going to experience because you are going to attain your goal. That's the reason we're all here today. Now see those challenges in your contemplation movie. Take your time. I'll be right back. Now open your eyes. Did you have any kind of fears associated with the attainment of your goal? Any kind of joys associated with it, I hope? Doing your contemplation will hopefully leave you with a feeling of nobility, that you know the good and the bad about life, and that you're going to move forward on your life's adventure, knowing full well that whatever happens, you can deal with it. Why? Because you are successful.